Don't look now. But the grout in my shower is disgusting. What am I gonna do?
Hey, man, no worries. It's Saturday morning. Just call Lou, bruh.
And what's that over there? My hardwood floors have a haze.
No, but seriously, Lou is the best. Just pick up the phone, 312-981-7200. He's your friend, man.
And do I hear a scratching? Oh, wait, it's just the rodents in the attic.
No worries here on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Now here's your host, Lou Manfredini.
He's here till 10 on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Don't
worry, can you say brah again?
Brah. I'm deleting this one from the...
You're deleting this one. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by ChevyDrivesChicago.com. We got a bunch coming up on today's show. We're here until... Well, I'm here until 9:30. I'll explain later. And then Sam Panionovich coming up with his Saturday extravaganza wing-dang-doodle of a show.
Yes.
What's that called? Something like that?
Sports Saturday.
Sports Saturday. Domati will be here this morning doing the news. Domati, good morning. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Lou.
Yeah, everything good?
Good. I was thinking about you today because I was doing this Hurricane Irma report. I don't know if you caught it with our friends over at ABC, and they were talking about how folks can kind of board up their homes or protect their homes ahead of the evacuation.
I'm telling you, it's almost too late at this point. You know that the one thing that's amazing to me as I've been following this is, first of all, if I lived in Florida, if I ever decided I was going to live in Florida, Sam, don't your parents spend time in Florida?
They live in Naples pretty much 9 months out of the year, but they're home right now.
They're home right now. And do they have the hurricane shutters on the house?
Everything's been shuttered up, yes.
Yeah. I think that would be the first thing I would buy if I lived in Florida.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like an automatic thing. Because this whole boarding up issue, you know, you're banging the heck out of the house, kind of putting the stuff over there. And, you know, all the home centers can't keep up with everything. It's a mess. I mean, it is a scary situation down there. And as I'm reading these stories and watching these stories about these people, I'm just going to ride it out. And you look at these meteorologists now telling you that, what is it? This storm is twice as big as Andrew that came through back, what was it, 20-some years ago and literally flattened Homestead, Florida, which is where it came through. And the winds are more sustained. And what was it? Andrew, I think I saw a stat. It lasted 4 hours or 3 hours, and this one's projected to last 24. And I get that you want to protect yourselves, but it's just stuff. Just get out. If you've got family and friends down there, I mean, at this point, I think they're turning the highways, you know, the southbound highways to northbound, and just telling people to just get out because it's just a mess. And boarding up, I mean, certainly is helpful, but if you're going to move to Florida, the first thing you should put on is hurricane windows, which most homes have them now, and those shutters you can just roll down or close up and lock up and be done. It's a lovely feature on the side of your Florida home.
Some people in Florida on the news I saw yesterday are going to go out in a boat and track the storm. What's wrong with you?
You mean like just regular people?
Yeah. Storm chasers.
Yeah.
They're going to get in a boat and they're going to sail around and wait for the storm to come and film it. Come on.
That's crazy. It's just crazy. Well, I mean, and it's terrible. And I know, you know, here we got a lot of people. I mean, to your point, Sam, your parents spent a lot of time down there. And I think now this storm is projected to come up the Gulf side, right? I mean, the trajectory is changing. So it's amazing to me how these forecasters now, with how all the technology they have, you know, they are pretty close to it. I read a story about... I'm not a listener to Rush Limbaugh, but, you know, he was broadcasting earlier in the week that the storm was a liberal something made up by the liberals, that the storm was coming. You didn't hear this? You got to check this out. Don't you? You got to find this story.
Nope.
He was talking all about that this was made up, that this storm wasn't going to be that bad. And then I saw something on Twitter where he broadcasts his show from Palm Beach. That's where his studios are. And he's evacuated.
I bet. Oh, man.
So,
you got to be kidding.
Look, you got to be careful with that kind of – that's the kind of stuff that puts people in harm's way. You got to be careful.
That's irresponsible with the microphone.
Right. So it's an interesting story that, you know, that I read about that. So, anyway, I know with many of us, we've got loved ones down there. I have friends that live down there as well, so I'm worried about them too. So be safe down there, and God, listen to the people in charge, because I think they've got your best interests at heart when it comes to this kind of stuff. Let's take a quick call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Sharon is in Lombard. Sharon, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
Okay. Bought a house, and it has a deck on that basically needs to be repaired. Here's my question. Is doing a composite deck worth the extra money over a wooden deck?
Well, are you just going to repair the decking, or are you going to rebuild the whole deck?
No, I think we have to rebuild the whole thing.
The whole deck. Okay.
Yeah.
So all the actual substructure of the deck below will be conventionally framed with wood. You know, that's what will support all the synthetic material. I'm still a big fan of wood. I mean, I like how it looks. I think it's a rich, beautiful material. The synthetics have come a long way, and what I don't want you thinking about is that it's maintenance free. It's low maintenance. You do have to clean it. You can get a little buildup of some algae on it sometimes, so it's just a regular cleaning will make a difference in the overall performance. But it is very durable. It looks really nice, and with the right design, I think you'll find it to be less problematic and much lower maintenance than a wood deck. You've got a couple.
Okay, now,
you go ahead.
I heard that they can fade and all that. Which one would you recommend if I was going to go?
I mean, the fading is not depending on the colors that you choose. The fading is sort of a minimal thing that I don't think you would ever even notice. There's two choices. There's three choices, I think, that brands that I would look at. It would be Trex, which was the inventor of synthetic decking, and they have this line called Transcends, which is really nice. There's also a PVC product called Azek, which is very nice, and they also have beautiful colors. And then there's another product called TimberTech, which is a little bit different approach because they have a tongue and groove system on the flooring that's really nice. And if you look at those, you're going to find those at dealers. You might not find those at big boxes. And a deck builder will be able to source all that information for you so that you're getting the right product installed the right way. The design, you know, when you get into the rails and stuff, you've got to really pay attention to that because sometimes the material is a little bit thicker, and so you want it to look right and grounded. And so the design is really critical. And whomever you hire as a deck builder, you want to make sure they know what they're doing and have a lot of experience. And you go look at some of the decks they built in the past so you're confident that what they're going to build for you is going to look really nice. Appreciate the phone call. It's 7:23 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back. We'll be back right after this.
Now back to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
My AI just changed. 7:27 in the morning. Thank God you came. Here's Bob and Gurney. Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
Okay, I'll do my best to try to explain this, but I have a glass shower door on one side and a glass panel on the other. There are these, it's a pretty old door, and the plastic piece is where the door meets the panel, and then the plastic pieces on the top and the bottom have all cracked, broken, and now they're off. And now the door doesn't seal right, and the water's leaking everywhere when I take a shower. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to find where to replace them, and I went to the big box stores, and they got nothing.
No. So that weather stripping, so the door... Do you notice when you look at that frame door, are there screws on the edge of it that you could unscrew so that the door comes apart?
No. The door hangs with like regular hinges.
Regular
hinges. So, I mean, you'd have to take the hinges off for the glass door.
But it's not. But the glass door, it had the rubber that you talk about. Does it have a an aluminum frame around the glass?
No, they slid in on the top and the bottom.
Oh, I see. So it's like a custom heavy glass door.
Yes.
What was the name of the company? 1-800 Showers.
1-800 Showers.
Okay, they do. You're so good. I looked at her. She was on the phone, and she just looked at me like, what are you asking me? Because she was on the phone, and I just came up with it. 1-800 Showers. It's a company used to be on the show here. They're a custom shower door company, and they may be able to. Are you going to try and fix this yourself or have someone do it?
Because they like can.
All right. Well, if you're gonna try it yourself, what I would do is they've got a few locations. There might be something up by you as well. Call them 1-800 Showers, and they may be able to supply you with some parts that you could buy from them. Take a picture of the glass. Maybe you can email it to them and see what they can come up with for you, and then you can try it yourself. And if it doesn't work, then you can hire them to come out and fix it for you. And it should work out just fine. Thanks so much for the phone call. Hey, now, speaking of shower, there's an easier way to clean your shower without all the fuss. It's Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Spray. Just spray your shower once a week to clean and prevent the buildup of soap scum and everyday shower grime. It also cleans mold and mildew stains. You spray Wet and Forget Shower on shower fixtures, curtains, enclosures, glass, tiles, and tub. The next day, simply rinse clean. There's no wiping or scrubbing. Wet and Forget Shower is non-abrasive, so it won't scratch or dull as it cleans. The high-efficiency spray allows you to clean those hard-to-reach areas and speeds up the application time. The gentle, bleach-free, and ammonia-free formula, well, it leaves your bathroom with a soft vanilla scent. Who knew cleaning your shower could be so easy? Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Weekly Shower Spray for a clean shower without all the fuss. Get Wet and Forget Shower at participating Lowe's, Menards, and Meijer stores, or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you.
Hi, it's Steve Alexander, and every Saturday morning, Lou used to tell me he loved me. I miss that. Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own WGN.
I still love him. I do. Hey, you know, Sam, I think we're out of the Blackhawks training camp next Saturday.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't, but now I do.
Yeah. So
did this last year. We were outside.
We were outside. We may be outside again. So I think that I'm not quite sure. We got to get the details of that, Lindsay, about how people get in there. You probably need a ticket, right? To get into the Blackhawks convention?
I think just into the convention, but in the parking lot.
Oh, you can
come.
Oh, got it. So you can come. They have a whole festival that happens outside in the parking lot, which is a lot of fun. I know they've got hockey games.
Oh, my gosh, there was so much stuff last year. Paraglide. I don't know. There were all these funny
blow-up stuff.
Yeah,
kids can participate in it. It's a really fun family event.
Training Camp Festival. Last year, I'll never forget, Tony Esposito signed a can of Jardinero.
Yeah, I still have it in my office.
Remember his shoes?
Oh, my
God. His spats?
Yeah.
He's a good-looking man. And just such a nice man, too.
So nice.
Yeah, we got a nice picture of all of us with Tony O. It was great. It was really fun. So next Saturday, we will be out at the Blackhawks Training Center.
Nice.
Doing a broadcast there, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Should be fun.
Mm-hmm. I have to get a new shirt. I can't wear the same one I wore last year.
Well, of course. I think that's perfectly reasonable. I'm going to wear my same Mr. Fix-It 720 jersey that Sam and I could wear together because it's so big. It's so big. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Mary Ellen in Skokie. Mary Ellen, I was in Skokie last night.
Oh, it's a wonderful place to be.
It is. Have you gone to my favorite restaurant, Libertad, in Skokie?
No, where is that?
Oh, my gosh. Mary Ellen, you don't live in Skokie.
Oh, I do.
No, you don't. Do you know where the old movie theater is?
Down in downtown Skokie?
Yeah. Yes. Right across the street.
Oh, I thought there was a bank there, but
Well, there might be a bank. Yeah, there is a bank there. But you know where there's a Benjamin Moore paint store.
Yes, I know well.
Okay, it's right next door. It is some of the best Latin fusion food you're ever going to have. Do you like acorn squash?
Yes.
Do you like risotto?
Yes.
Do you like mushrooms?
Yes.
Okay, when you go, you're going to order the stuffed acorn squash, and you are going to thank me.
All right. I will make sure that I give you a call or shoot you an email.
You got it. All right. Libertad. We love that place. It's awesome. All right. How can I help you?
Well, I have a water problem, and there may be two separate issues. My basement does not flood. I have a flood control system, okay. So when it rains, fortunately, the basement does not flood. I have a fireplace, which I don't use, but there has been evidence of some seepage right around in the basement by the fireplace when it rains. And at first I called, could I give the name of a company who really did a wonderful job with the fire? But, all right, this is Coast to Coast, and they did a wonderful job of not only repairing the chimney 2 summers ago, but when I was having some problems, they came out twice and really helped me out.
Nice.
So 5 stars for them. But anyway, the fireplace itself is not damp at all. But it's in the basement, where the ashes can go and you could clean the ashes if you were so inclined. Okay, so there's some water coming, some seepage there. And I know that there has to be something like below grade to put like a web or something. I mean, I know the waterproofing company wants to do that. A bigger problem and something that is less obvious as far as reason or cause, my living room floor, which is where the fireplace is in the living room, my living room carpet for the last 2 summers is so damp that, like, if I were to walk on it last summer anyway, just in socks, the bottom of my socks were wet and the bottom of the dog's beds were getting wet. And I couldn't figure out how that was happening when the top wasn't wet, but it wasn't the dogs doing it. It was the dampness in the carpet. So I had a freestanding dehumidifier, and I would get like 30 pints of water overnight. The living room floor itself is not level with the ground. I mean, there's some space if you go outside. There's some space between.
So is there a crawl space underneath that?
Well, no, there's a basement underneath.
There's a basement under it. So when I go under in the basement underneath that floor.
Right.
Is it a finished ceiling or is it an open ceiling?
No, it's open. I mean, there's some kind of old covering or something on it, but I mean, it's not. I mean, you can see the beams and stuff.
And the basement is unfinished.
The basement is unfinished, but there's absolutely no, except for that area close to where the chimney comes down, where you would collect the ashes, there's absolutely no evidence of humidity. So things are not, I'm not having problems with things.
And the carpeting where you walk around, it's the entire floor?
It's pretty close to it. I mean, I don't go walking around along the wall or anything like that, but the middle part, and as I said, I can get 30 pints of water overnight. Now, that doesn't happen in the winter. Last summer when I called Coast to Coast to come back out, he did come back out. He took pictures and he said, I can see you need a new roof, which I knew I was planning on getting done. He put a little bit of caulking up there and he said, but you need to get the roof fixed. So I got the roof fixed in early December, and of course by that time I had the heat on, so it wasn't a problem.
Okay. All right, a couple things for you.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned with mildew and mold under that carpeting.
Right, so as am I.
And so I think that we need to peel that carpeting back to find out what's going on. My gut tells me that, and are you someone that uses your central air? Do you have central air?
See, I don't. That's another thing. I don't have air conditioning. I don't like air conditioning. I like to have the windows open.
Okay.
And so there was, somebody who came, a waterproofing person who came, and he was talking about $9,000 worth of work and putting a freestanding
in the basement.
In the basement. Well,
my guess is you're getting moisture from the basement. In the realm of humidity.
Mm-hmm.
That's permeating up through the framing in the basement, up, the ceiling.
Right.
And then when it's getting to the carpeting, that's resisting the moisture, and that's where the buildup is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going on. Now, a couple things. I really would peel that carpeting back, have someone come peel that carpeting back so we can find out what's going on underneath it. Because if there's mildew and mold underneath there, that's a huge health risk for you, Mary Ellen. And you can't live with that. Now, you could probably treat the carpeting or the pad in particular underneath there with some mold treatment cleaners like Fogu Mold or a Concrobium. But it might be, if there's bad damage, that you have to, at the very least, replace the pad, possibly the carpeting.
Right. I mean, it's very old carpeting. Okay. So I intend to replace it.
All right.
It.
So that's
but
one thing. But
as long as it's wet, I'm not.
Right.
You
know. So here's the thing. If you're not someone that uses a bunch of air conditioning, there's a system that Permaseal installs called the SanaDry. Okay. And now they have a new one that's coming out called Sedona. Get it? It's like a whole Arizona dry.
Right. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And that system goes down in that basement, and that's going to control the humidity level down there, which will ultimately control the humidity level up on your first floor, in particular since you're not an AC person.
Right.
Do you have a pencil or a pen?
I always have it right in my hand.
All right. 800.
Okay.
421.
Okay.
SEAL.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, they were one of the people I was going to call.
Call them up. Say, I'd like to go to Sedona. See if they'll send you to Sedona. Have you been to Sedona?
No.
It's beautiful. But it's two places. You need to go to Libertad and you need to go to Sedona.
Well,
I think it'll be
sounds a little easier.
It'll be easier for you to go to Libertad, but if you put the Sedona in your basement, it's almost like you're in Arizona. Not really, but it will control the moisture. Take a look at that carpeting. I'm worried about that. Get the place dried out and then replace that carpeting. And I think you'll be able to talk to them a little bit about that seepage that's there as well in the basement too. They can take a look at that. Hey, do me a favor though, Mary Ellen. Hang on a second. Let's get Mary Ellen an Apt gift card. Pleasing people since 1936. You can visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, it's time for our new to Lou 2. Don't go away.
Saturday morning on WGN Radio. And that means you're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens.
Welcome back.
There stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never...
I got a new Lou 2 for you that is a way to kind of spruce up something that's going on in your yard that, you know, you're like, oh, I don't want to invest any more money in this, but I sure wish it could look good for another month or so. We had our crack scientist try this out, and she's going to tell you her results right now in our Noodle-Loo tube.
I see your true colors shining through.
If you chose to spread colored mulch in your yard at the beginning of the spring or summer season, you may have noticed that rich, beautiful color has begun to fade. Now, you don't necessarily need to put down new mulch. This weekend's New to Lou 2 is a cost-efficient alternative that'll help regain your mulch's former vibrancy. Rust-Oleum's new Renovator Mulch Color Refresh is an easy-to-use renewal spray that gives a little spray tan, if you will, to old, discolored, or faded mulch.
OMG.
The ready-to-use gallon is compatible with all pump sprayers, which is what you'll need to apply. You'll first want to clear away any debris such as leaves, sticks, prior to application. Make sure the mulch is pretty dry and cover and mask off surrounding areas to protect from overspray. After you shake it up real good, pour the refresher into a standard deck or garden type sprayer, pressurize and start spraying about 6 to 10 inches away from that mulch. Only one coat is really needed, but a second coat can be applied if you're looking to darken that shade a little bit. Rust-Oleum's Mulch Color Refresh is non-toxic, available in black, brown, and red shades, and is safe to use around plants and vegetation. Each gallon goes for about $27. You can find out more at rustoleum.com. You can purchase at Ace, Amazon, but I'll put a link right up with a before and after picture of my own yard on Lou's Facebook page. So go check it out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
So you and I saw this product at the Ace convention when it was here just a few weeks ago. Lindsay and I, you know, we did the show from the Ace convention, and then we walked around and looked at the new products, and there was this new product from Rust-Oleum. I'm like, huh, It's an interesting idea, right? You typically in the spring, you do all this mulch and, you know, typically the wood mulch. And in particular, the people that like that colored mulch, the red or the really, really brown, which it's already colored.
Right.
You know what I mean? In other words, that's not natural,
right,
what they do to that. They put it in a big bucket and they add a little dye to it, but it fades over time. And then you have a part, well, I think you have the red mulch.
Yes, you did.
And so we got a sample for you to try and a pump sprayer. Mm-hmm. And when you first did it, you're like, I think I did something wrong.
Well, I've never used a pump sprayer before, to be honest.
Right.
Don't think I did it right the first time.
Right. Well, and the tip, we talked about the adjusting of the tip. And then you went back and did it again. I think you already posted the picture?
Uh-huh.
So you can see the before, the middle, and then the after.
Yeah.
And we got some comments going, oh, why would you do that? That's crazy. But you know what? If you're someone, let's just say that you paid the landscaper to come and put all this down, but you still want to spruce it up. You're having a little party. My neighbors are having an engagement party for their daughter tonight.
Very nice.
Yeah. And so they, every year, get a huge truckload of mulch dropped, and the whole family's with the wheelbarrows, and they put it all out there. It's like a family event.
Sure.
Right? Now you're going to have this party. And that mulch doesn't look so good.
I know.
Right? It's like Home Alone. You could spray stuff.
Huh?
Well, that's part of the production. The fake snow.
Oh, got it.
Whatever. So, I mean, you could, it's like, it's a little bit of a Hollywood move, but
but it works.
It works.
It took a while. I did like a 5x5 foot area, and it took a while to like spray it. I mean, granted, I do not think my pump sprayer was working properly, so it might have been that. But I think it looked like it did at the beginning of the summer.
Right.
That area
really nice. So it's a great idea, and I think that if you want to save some time and effort in particular, if you're someone that can't grab a wheelbarrow and start moving mulch on, certainly you can turn the mulch over, but your mulch, that red mulch, it's not going to be red on the other side because it's been bleached out, and you're going to prolong the life of this thing. So it's an alternative. All you people are going to write, and you know, the haters about all this, I'm just presenting an alternative for some people.
Right.
If you it's
want
an
a
option.
Quick fix for if you're having an engagement party this weekend.
Can I not be on social media?
No. You're not really. Well, no, you're pretty good. You're good at Instagram.
I like Instagram. That's my easier thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just posted something. We took Mallory to college last weekend. By the way, I don't think I've even talked about this. But Mallory is our third daughter, and she's now in college, which is amazing. And she's going to school in Colorado. And we have lovely friends that live out there. And so we went and spent a couple days with them. And all my wife and I kept saying, or actually all I kept saying to my wife is, why is it we don't live in Colorado? Because it's so beautiful and so pretty. Although you can't breathe for the first few days because of the altitude. Oh, it was like there was a gorilla on my chest trying to take a breath. Well, carrying boxes, you know. And I'm not 20 anymore. So that's probably part of the thing, too. But I did post a cute picture of Mallory. Because it does for you little guys, these people that have little kids. It's like a blink of an eye. And this is our third one, but we're excited for her. All right, let's get to phone calls. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Colleen is in Glenview. Good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
So we are fortunate enough to update our kitchen, and I'm looking for the name of the company that will come and help us buy the old cabinets, because they're in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah. We interviewed those guys. They don't buy the old cabinets, but they will take them all apart for you.
Okay.
And donate them, and then you get the tax deduction.
All right.
So they basically they deconstruct for you. Blue Earth Deconstruction is the company, and their website is blueearthdeconstruction.com.
All right.
Really nice guys. They have a lot of experience. They show up, and you know, depending on the size of your kitchen, it's like a day job, right?
All right.
And then you can feel really good about what you're doing with that and helping to build some more houses at Habitat for Humanity. Good luck with that. Penafin is proud to be the world's finest penetrating oil finish for all types of wood and composites. Using Penafin, there's never a need to sand or strip again. Maintenance is as easy as cleaning and reapplying. Penofin offers up to 99% of UV protection and 30-plus colors to choose from. Use with their Penofin Protect Cleaning System for a perfect application every time. For a dealer near you, call 888.
You're tuned in to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. Now's the time to call in with your home improvement questions. And when we pick up, we'll say,
hello, I love you, won't you tell me?
And then you'll say,
hello.
Or,
hello.
Or,
hello, darkness, my old friend.
And then we'll say,
good morning.
And then you'll say,
help, I need some.
And then Lou will jump in and say,
if you got a problem.
Here he is now on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I can help.
I got two strong arms. I can help.
I can help. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Fox Home Center and by wetandforget.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's the number that Paul in Michigan called. Hi, Paul.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm holding up my hand. Where are you in Michigan?
I'm walking on the beach in Jean Clark Beach in Benton Harbor. Beautiful.
I'm pointing at it right there. I'm pointing on my hand right there. Very nice. How can I help you, Paul?
Hey, quick question. We have a small condo with a first-floor kitchen, and an exterior corner faces northwest that has a small pantry in it with a bifold door. It gets very chilly in that pantry because obviously, no heat gets to it.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that because it's okay for, you know, onions and potatoes and whatever.
Right.
What I don't like is the cold air that's seeping underneath it while I'm sitting there having dinner. It gets pretty chilly sitting right there next to that door.
What's the floor? Is it ceramic?
It's hardwood oak. I mean, if I put a sweep on the bottom of the door, do you think? I mean, I don't mind keeping the cold air in there. I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, but you say, did you say it's a louvered door or it's a bifold door?
No, it's a bifold.
It's a bifold.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, the problem with the bifold door is you've got a lot of gaps in there.
There's a crack in the center, right?
Right. I mean, you could put a rubber threshold down so that when you close the bifold, it kind of rubbed against there, but you'd have a little strip to step over when you went in.
Oh, we don't. It's not a walk-in. It's not that deep. So that might work.
Oh, so it's just you open it up and it's there. Okay, so
right.
It's just like
correct.
A closet.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, so the other thing you could possibly do is if you have hardwood there, take some clear caulking and caulk the base trim to the floor and to the wall.
Okay.
Because you might be getting some drafts from there. I mean, I thought it was a bigger pantry.
No, it's not a huge, it's not real large at all, but it's large enough that it gets cold in there, which it should, I guess.
Get a little rubber strip threshold that has a adhesive on the backside, you know, and you can get them in brown so it'll match the color of the floor.
Yeah.
Open up the bifold, put it down there, and then you can adjust the bifold up and down to just kind of scrape across there to seal the draft coming from underneath.
To help contain it and keep it in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
That should work.
All right. Hey, and from one person that just got done paying 5 years of tuition at University of Michigan, including grad school.
Oh, ouch.
You're in the thick of it, I know. Well, she's living in Chicago now. She's living the dream, but I just moved her there. But
nice. I had 4 years of money go to the University of Michigan as well, so I know you're paying.
I think you paid a higher ticket than I did.
Yeah, true. That is true. But,
it's a great school.
It is an honor to be able to pay for their education. It absolutely is.
Yes, it is. It is.
All right, Paul. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Jim in Lake Geneva. Hi, Jim. You're on WGN.
Hello, Lou. Thank you for taking this call.
Nope.
Lou, this is in a bathroom. Vanity faucet, the two-handle type, with a ceramic type of valves in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was originally having a problem that it wouldn't shut off all the way for the water coming out of the spout. And it was one of those valves that you just turn it like a quarter of a turn and it shuts off and on just by a small little turn.
Understood.
Okay. Now, so I kept changing different O-rings on the thing, and one O-ring would make it shut off, but it would leak at the top of the valve because mm-hmm. the valve wasn't feeding down enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd keep changing O-rings back and forth, and it would switch from tightening and not leaking at the top of the valve, but not shutting off
okay.
the water, or the opposite would happen on a different type of O-ring. So I thought, well, I went and got a new valve, and it's pretty much doing the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know what that's all about.
So you bought valve, so it's a faucet with a widespread system. So it's an 8-inch spread, meaning yeah. that each valve is individual. It's not connected to the faucet.
Exactly.
And and you replace the whole valve body.
Not the body, just the valve that goes inside.
Oh, just the stem. Okay. So here's what I and how old is this faucet?
The faucet's probably about 8 years old.
Okay.
I got a new valve stem that they ordered through a place in Colorado.
Okay. You probably need to hone out the valve stem body of the overall valve assembly. So you know when you take it all out and you look down inside there, it's probably all brass,
right.
correct?
Yes.
And at the bottom is it kind of have a almost like a cone, a little bit of a cone shape?
Yeah, it's like an octagon thing down there. Yeah. Now,
at the plumbing supply house, there's a honing tool, which is essentially a shaft with it has like a couple of stones on it that's adjustable. It's small. And with the valve
right.
assembly out, you stick this inside there and you turn it. And
right.
I bet what's happened is that valve body over time, are you on city water or well water?
It's city water, but it's not perfectly soft.
Right. So that honing tool should help you to reshape that system that then when you put that brand new stem inside, you shouldn't have to over tighten it. Because the problem is you're like over tightening one, you know, really when you put it in there, it should just finger tighten and one little click with the wrench or
right.
a retaining clip, whatever it is, you shouldn't have to really force it that hard to do it.
That's exactly what the plumbing supplier told me.
Yeah. Well, they're right.
Now, down there where you're talking about rehoning, that little that comes out too, doesn't it? That can be unscrewed and come out.
I mean, again, I'd have to see it. Some do, some don't.
Okay.
Some do, some don't. But so you need to know. I mean, if you've already been to the plumbing supply house and he knows exactly what you have, they can
right.
tell you if that bottom piece comes out. But that honing tool, you really just put it in there and you screw it back and forth a few times, and you'll reshape some of that brass. And it should work out just fine for you.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
All
okay.
Right. Good luck, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lou. Have a good day.
Have a great day. I appreciate you calling this morning. All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. When we coming up after 8:30 this morning, by the way, we're going to talk with a representative from CertainTeed about re-siding your home and the five things you can do to kind of spruce the place up. That'll be coming up after the 8:30 news, but right now, save up to 70% during the floor model clearance event at American Sale. That's right, 70% off beautiful patio collections and swimming pools. These are the lowest prices of the year. Hundreds in stock and ready for fast delivery in 1 week. Huge discounts on floor models store-wide. Save up to $1,000 on hot tubs. Can I tell you, one of the greatest purchases of my life is a hot tub. It is the best. If you're on the fence about it, it's a little bit of work. I'm not going to lie to you. Getting the water right. I'm very particular about making sure that it's blended, that the pH level and, you know, is right. Lindsay and her husband David have a hot tub. And I think you're a fan. David doesn't love it, right?
I love it.
You love it.
This is like hot tub
he
season.
He likes it. Oh, this is hot tub season.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. From now until the winter. It's more fun in the winter.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
The kids use it in the summer.
It's the best. Anyway, they got the floor model clearance event going on right now, only at American Sale. But hurry, the sale ends soon. 9 Chicago locations, American Sale. Bring the fun home. Hey, if you've ever tried to get rid of that black and green stuff growing on or around the outside of your home, you know what a job it can be, right? But did you know there's an easy way to get rid of it without all the scrubbing or using bleach? The product is called Wet and Forget, and it can be used on virtually any exterior surface, including roofs, siding, sidewalks, decks, bricks, stucco, stone, awnings, even your boat and RV. You simply dilute Wet and Forget with water and spray the surface. That's it. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, no power washing, and now is the perfect time to apply Wet and Forget. The spring rains work with Wet and Forget to gently break down and wash away the green and black growths. If you want to easily get rid of moss, mold, mildew, or algae around your home, pick up some Wet and Forget today in a blue bottle at Meijer, Ace Hardware, Menards, Lowe's Home Improvement Stores, or visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you. Now, this is funny. What do you want me to do now? Keep talking? Okay, so, you know, we dropped Mallory off at school. I don't think I even told you the story, Lindsay. And right before we left, she says, you know, I really think everybody has a bike there. And I think it'd be really cool to have a bike. And I'm pretty sure that the bicycle that we bought Quinn when he was a freshman is still locked to some staircase at his fraternity house. Okay, so we're like, all right, we're not going to buy an expensive bike. Well, it turns out that your local Ace Hardware store, which my wife and I have two of them, has bicycles. You can get bicycles. To make life easier, I located a local Ace retailer who is close by the university, called him up, and he ordered the bike for me. And he goes, we'll put it all together. When you come here, happy to do it. You know, you just pay me for the bike, and you can come pick it up. Nice guy, right? My buddy Mitch, University Hills Ace Hardware in Denver, Colorado. Okay? So we're moving Mallory in, you know, and we're, you know, moving boxes and the altitude. I'm drinking more water than you could imagine because, you know, you get headaches from the altitude. I walk into the store, beautiful store, you know, and as I'm walking, there's all these people working there. It's Labor Day Monday. Hey, Lou, how you doing? Hey, Lou, all these employees are saying hi to me, shaking my hand. I'm going, how do they know who I am? Right? So I go back to the service desk. And they roll out the bike, and forget what we were doing there. All of a sudden, I hear my voice. They have video monitors throughout the store, and they play all these Ace videos. So I'm all over the store on these Ace videos. They all know exactly who I am. It was hilarious. They couldn't have been nicer there. If you're ever in Colorado at University Hills, they got this. They have a basement in their store where they have all their patio furniture, and the guy bought a train set. So it's a huge train set. Like out of a magazine with the little people and the thing, and kids can go down there and there's like a little cutout where they got a button, they push the button and the trains start going. It was so, Botanic Gardens used to have a train exhibit. Remember that? It was
Do
that.
Do they not have it anymore?
Well, I know.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Do they still have it at the Botanic Gardens?
The last time I was there, they did.
Yeah. Well, it's like that. It's that good. Down in the basement of this hardware store. So
that is cool.
Hey, Lou, how you doing? Hey.
I always joke about that when I go on a trip out of town or whatever, and I it's like I cannot escape you. I love you, but you're ever. I mean, it's like all of a sudden there's pops up Lou on the
I know.
TV. Or...
Very lucky. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Ron in Grays Lake. Ron, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I got a question. I got a little rain drippage in my sunroom. There used to be a deck outside the house, and I remember years ago when I would stand by the sliding door looking out the backyard, the overhang from the second floor would have a drip coming from that corner from the bedroom upstairs, the overhang, whatever it's called.
The overhang. What do you mean? You have like a like the house stuck out a little bit, like a cantilever?
Yeah, the second floor sticks out about 18 inches.
And right from the corner of like the sided part of the house, you'd get a drip?
So I didn't think much of it until we put a sunroom, and then we found water on our tile, so we've got to put buckets on there. Every time it rains, it's finding some way, and gravity's pulling it toward that corner, and it just drips right there.
So the sunroom incorporates around this overhang?
Yeah.
And there's a roof that somehow connects to the rest of the building?
Yeah, our family room, which is adjacent to the garage, it's kind of blended right into the roof shingles, and this maybe 4-foot by 2-foot overhang is in the sunroom, and it's dripping right at that point, corner.
Into the sunroom?
Yeah.
But there's a roof line over the top of that?
Yeah, it's a flat sunroom. It's not angled.
It's flat. And... Yeah. Over the top of that roof, is there a window that looks out over the roof?
No.
No.
Well, our bedroom window, you can stand in our bedroom window and look to the left and see the sunroof rooftop.
I can stand in the bedroom window and look to the left, but the bedroom window is not over the top of this. It's not over the top of this corner that drips.
No, not at all.
And what's the siding, vinyl or aluminum?
Vinyl.
And does it happen when the rain is driving rain, or does it happen anytime it rains?
It could be driving with wind, or it could be a steady, straight down, dripping old rain. Eventually, water will find its way in somewhere. And,
yeah.
Many years ago, we had the same thing happen, but we had a guy come out. He went up in our attic, second floor attic, and found that the nails from the roof vent were loose and the rain was coming in following the truss work down to that corner, but it's dry up there. I went up there, it's dry.
And looked at it. All right, so there's got to be something going on where it's, you know, if it's on a corner and the vinyl siding comes to that corner and it hits the siding and that corner cuts through the roof, somehow the flashing where the wall is meeting the roof line, that flashing is inadequate. In other words, it has to catch that water that hits that siding in that corner. If there's no window above it and there's nothing behind there, meaning that, you know, a gutter or a soffit up above, it's got to be a flashing issue where it connects at that point. And it probably has to be cut behind it and lifted up with some kind of aluminum flashing to channel the water onto the roof and away. The only way you're going to diagnose this problem is you're going to have to get a siding or roofing contractor to come out and pull off that siding and really find out where it's coming and make it leak on a day like today, not when it's raining, so they can verify where the water's coming from and then fix it. My recommendation would be two people, either call Lindholm Roofing or Rogers Roofing to come out and take a look at it. Both of them are equipped to diagnose this problem for you and hopefully fix it once and for all. Thanks so much for the phone call. We'll get right to news.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
Hey, baby.
I love you, Big O.
I ain't asking what you do. No, baby.
Welcome back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with me, Lou Manfredini. You know, one of the things that I always try to do, I hope that if you're a longtime listener, you know, I want to try and give you advice on how to do things the right way and always to increase the value of your home. Because, you know, we hear this all the time from other people. It's not anything new, but for many of us, it's our single biggest investment, and you either do it the right way or you don't. And when you don't, it ends up costing you more money long term. Someday you go to sell. And, you know, when you go into a home that's really, really well maintained, even if it's dated, but it's well maintained, you know it. You feel it and you're willing to pay for it because, you know, the expectation of how that home is going to perform after, you know, you buy it is better. But if you update it and keep it looking good, with, you know, newer pieces of not only technology, but styles and keeping it up to date, it just adds real value. So this morning, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking with that. Joining me on the phone line right now is Matt Gibson, who is the marketing director for CertainTeed. Matt and I had a chance a couple weeks ago to talk on our New York show, and he was kind enough to come back here in Chicago and talk a little bit with us. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing today?
Good. Tell us a little bit about CertainTeed and all the wonderful things you do at that company.
Well, it's,
not you personally, but the company.
The company does a lot more than I'll ever contribute. I mean, a big part of our focus is around, you know, beauty, authenticity, and low maintenance. I mean, it's about making homes more beautiful, increasing the curb value, curb appeal of those homes, and also creating that low maintenance effect where, you know, you're not going to have to spend a lot of time caulking and painting things. So that's really a big part of our focus there at CertainTeed.
So you and your team have sort of developed sort of five things that you could do this fall to kind of spruce things up. Before Halloween comes and you want that home to still be looking good, let's talk a little bit about those.
That's it. I mean, we're headed into the holidays. It's a cooler time of year, so it's a lot easier to get outside and do some work. And we're headed into the holidays where, you know, people want to freshen up the house. You're going to have guests. You're going to have family. You're going to have people over to your house. And you want to make sure that you've got, you know, a beautiful aesthetic as people approach, arrive, and spend time in and around your house. You know, first thing we focus on always is the siding and trim. I mean, as far as taking a look at what you've got on the home currently to evaluate, you know, are there trouble spots? Are there broken pieces of siding or dented pieces of siding or things that need to be changed out? Has any moss or mold built up on the siding that, you know, if it's a vinyl product, you can clean it easily with a soft bristle brush and soapy water.
Mm-hmm.
Some other products you may have to power wash or even strip and repaint. But it's really about trying to see what you can do to improve it. And beyond that, there's always that opportunity to take a look and go, you know, if it really needs help, maybe you need to change it out. And if you need to change your siding out, it may just be you need siding on part of the home. Maybe you just need to freshen up the gables a little bit, kind of like adding shutters to a home or changing things out. Or maybe you need a whole siding job done to the home where you'll want to consider, do I want to add other textures? I mean, currently, homes we see in the marketplace have 4 to 5 different textures on the front of the home now.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Yeah, it's whether it's stone, whether it's brick, whether you have a horizontal siding and then a vertical siding on a different wall. You're really starting to see a lot of dimension go into the front of homes.
All right. Now you guys at CertainTeed, obviously, you know, you have a well-known line of roofing materials that are out there. But the siding material, I think a lot of people, when they hear the name CertainTeed, probably think about the roof first. But talk about some of the different product lines that are available under the CertainTeed brand.
One of the most common ones we see is our Cedar Impressions product line, which is a shake product. It looks like an authentic shake or shingle-looking product, which is commonly used either in full house applications or as an accent to the front of a home. Within that line, we've got, you know, different styles and textures, whether you want, you know, a large rough split-looking shake or shingle, which seems to be more common in the Midwest, or if you want a tighter, smoother finish of the perfection, which is more common out in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. There's a lot of different options, whether it's colors, styles that you have to choose from.
That's a vinyl product.
That's a vinyl product.
Correct.
And then to go with that, we see, you know, a lot of people have chosen to go with insulated sidings. Now a lot of the lap sidings that are available have an insulated layer on the back that can help with the insulation of the home as well as with soundproofing or, you know, reduction of sound from the outside, and also stiffens up the product, makes it a lot more durable. It's going to stand up to more beatings over time. So, and then finally, you know, there's always the option to add a masonry element, whether it's a stone product or a brick product. We've recently launched a stone product that's called Stone Facade. That's quick and easy to install, and it's got a built-in rain screen, so you're not going to have a mason come out to your house and spend weeks doing work. It's something that can be applied in just a day. So
I've seen that product. It's pretty cool, and really is a great way to bring some texture and some kind of a grounded look to a home.
That's really the exciting part about it. You can bring that texture, that sort of a natural look to a part of the home. And you can do it quickly, and as well as with speed, you also don't have to compromise on the building science part of it. You've mm-hmm. got a drainage plan that's going to get the water down out and away from the home. So yeah. You really can kind of accomplish everything at once with that.
That's cool. Now, you guys are a manufacturer of a bunch of different products, but one of the things that I know you and I spoke with is that you also have extensive training for installers that put your product on people's homes or... And that's important, too, right? Because your stuff is only as good as the people that are actually putting it on.
It's critical. I mean, of all the building products out there, I think vinyl siding is probably one of the most forgiving to bad installation.
Right.
But we really, really want to make sure that our products go up by a credentialed installer. So it's more than just what is the best price I'm getting or, you know, a lot of people... They'll see somebody working in their neighborhood. Maybe they get one price or something like that. You really want to take your time, investigate at least 3 installers, have them come out, give you a quote, And you want to check things like, do they have factory training? Have they been trained by the manufacturer on the products?
Mm-hmm.
Do they carry the appropriate insurances like workman's comp and liability? Do they have the necessary licenses that might be required in their area? And just generally, how long they've been in business. I mean, if they've only been in business a few years, that doesn't mean anything. But, you know, it gives you sort of a sense of confidence if somebody's been around for a little while or if they've got an office in your local area. So.
And you have, like, some dealer locator ability on your website, right?
Definitely, definitely. It's one of the first things you see when you come to our webpage. If you go to CertainTeed.com, up at the top, there's a little section called Find a Pro, which will quickly and easily lead you to exactly what we want, which is a credentialed installer that's going to do the job right for you the first time.
That's great. Matt Gibson is the marketing director for CertainTeed. Their website is CertainTeed.com. If you want to learn about more ways to improve your curb appeal, you can go to their website and about all the products that CertainTeed makes. Matt, thanks so much for getting up with us and spending a little time this morning.
Thanks for the time today, Lou. I really appreciate it.
You got to take care. It's 8:47 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You work hard for your money. And your local Chevy dealer, they know that, right? And they want you to know that it pays to work hard. Chevy's Labor Day sales event is going on now through September 11th. Chevy Silverado, it's a real workhorse. How about this? The longest lasting, most dependable pickup truck on the road. And now you get $10,600 total savings. Plus, current Chevy owners get an additional $1,000 in loyalty cash on a 2017 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab All-Star. And when it comes to SUVs, check out the 2017 Chevy Traverse. $4,750 in total cash or $3,750 total cash on the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox. Both come with all the latest technology, like available 4G LTE Wi-Fi that can connect up to 7 devices. Chevy has it going on. Hardworking trucks and SUVs built to work day in and day out. Get to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details. The Chevy Labor Day sales event, you only have until Monday. It pays to work hard. 8:53 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Chuck, I hear you're on a bulldozer.
I am banging out the overtime, 150 operator here on a beautiful Saturday morning.
Atta boy, I like the overtime. Local yes, 150 man, I like it. How can I help you?
I tell you, Matt from CertainTeed answered a lot of my questions here.
Let me tell you, that siding the house is expensive, so you're going to need more overtime.
Well, my wife will like that too. So, I've got a 22-year-old roof, and it's time to get that thing replaced.
Okay.
I had an estimate that I was really impressed with. He's using a good quality Owens Corning shingle, architectural shingle. I was really impressed, and I was trying to think of other things I should be looking out for instead of falling in love with the first estimate.
Right.
And he was also talking about ridge vents, and just wanted to get your opinion on the ridge vents.
You know, I like the ridge vents. If you have a nice long gable where you can, you know, get a nice swath of it to get some ventilation in there, I have zero problems with it whatsoever. The fact that you like this contractor and you like the product they're putting on, that's great. But, you know, when it comes to putting on a roof, something that, you know, you're not going to do for another 15 years or 20 years, you owe it to yourself to get a couple other estimates.
Okay.
Just to keep everybody on the same page with the pricing and also to see that there's other products out there. You know, roofers tend to use the products that they're comfortable with. Nothing wrong with Owens Corning. It's a fine product. But there's other products out there that you may be interested in seeing, and certainly you can do a bunch of research online. But if you get a roofing contractor that uses these products, and in particular, if they're factory trained, in other words, if you get a factory installer, what's nice about that is that includes labor along with the warranty. Now, you pay a little bit more, but if there's a problem, you know, they can come in and they fix it all and it's just taken care of. So that's something to ask even the contractor you got the quote from. When you're not on the bulldozer truck, where do you live?
In Genoa, Illinois.
In Genoa, Illinois.
North DeKalb County.
All right, so you're pretty far northwest.
Yeah.
I don't know that we've got two sponsors that I can give you that will do a great job for you. I think that you can call them. They probably have guys that they use out that way, but it would be Lindholm Roofing and Rogers Roofing. And if you call both of those guys, tell them where you're located at, see if they can come out and give you an estimate, to keep everybody honest on the price. And then the other thing to ask about is ice and water protection. And, of course, if there's a 22-year-old roof, there's a good chance that there's some sheeting on the roof that may have to be replaced. Most roofing contractors will, talk about that, saying, hey, when we strip this all off, I'm assuming you're doing a complete tear-off. But when they do all that, they'll make sure that they make those repairs before they put the roof on. Real quick, too, I want to remind you, tomorrow is Misericordia Family Fest, Sunday, September 10th from 11 to 6 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults. Children is $5. Misericordia Heart of Mercy is at 6300 North Ridge Avenue at Devon. It is fun. I'm going to be there in the afternoon. Lynn Bramer and I are going to be doing an auction. Actually, Lynn's going to do the auction. I'm just going to make sure that he stays hydrated. It's just a lot of fun. So come on out. If you're looking something to do with the kids, it's going to be a nice day. It's always a nice day at Misericordia Family Fest. The food is great. The music is great, and the people are even better. So I hope to see you there. I'll be out there tomorrow afternoon, probably around 4 o'clock or so. So come out and say hello, and please join us. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll be right back.
Chicago's premier podcast collection.
What's going on with WGN Plus? The Rascals are back at it again with John Williams and the crew taking on the DACA discussion. Jen Weigel gets in touch with the other side with her latest episode of I'm Spiritual, Damn It. And the boys from Jones and Mike take debauchery to the next level with group texts that get way out of hand. Check it all out on WGNplus.com.
Search WGN Plus or learn more at WGNplus.com.
Has the hot summer left your deck faded, splintered, or cracked? No problem. Just call DeckTech. DeckTech uses an oil-based sealer, which penetrates deep into your deck's wood fibers, preventing your deck from cracking and splitting. Your deck will be restored to its natural beauty, so you can enjoy every last bit that this summer has to offer. Call DeckTech now for your free, no-hassle estimate. So don't let your investment rot away. Call DeckTech today for a free estimate at 800-956-DECK. That's 800-956-3325. And make sure to mention this ad to receive a 10% discount. Plus, DeckTech's award-winning service is now even more affordable. Ask them about the new 0% financing options. DeckTech, they've got the tech to restore your deck. Call 800-956-DECK. That's 800-956-3325. Or visit RestoreYourDeck.com. That's RestoreYourDeck.com.
Tune in each week after the Bears game for the best post-game show in Chicago, The Hamp and OB Show with Glenn Kozlowski, brought to you in part by Parent Petroleum, fueling your growth since 1983.
Join me and the Mr. Fix-It Show and Lindsay at Fox Home Center in Alsip. We're going to be there Saturday, September 30th from 7 to 10 a.m. No need to pre-register. Just come on out. It's always a blast. Listeners will enjoy a complimentary breakfast from great. You know what I think we should do when we go? We should have like matching outfits. Like
a Great America when people wear the matching.
Yeah,
Tasmanian
like when we
devil.
Go do, right, like something. Yeah, you know, like a fun.
I'm dying to know where this
you
is.
You need the matching outfits from like Supermarket Sweep.
No. Here's what I'm thinking.
Well,
this
then
is,
Sam
no.
should be in too, though.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
and Sam's in.
Threesome.
No, right. And, I mean, and then we'll get Domati, even though they don't let Domati out because he's got to do the news. But here's the thing. Here's my point. Every time we do a remote, we do a different shirt.
Like what kind of a shirt?
Hear me out. Okay. There's a charity aspect to it. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we're going out to Fox Home Center, and we're wearing our ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba shirt. That's about Fox Home Center's broadcast, and you can buy the shirts for $10 a piece, and the proceeds go to X. Okay? And it's specific to that one, and then people have, like, all these different shirts. Because, you know what? I think this is our 12th live broadcast.
From Fox.
No.
The year. Yeah.
Which, by the way, is way too many. In other words, it could be a fun fundraiser. You know what we do? We partner with Rags of Honor, okay? Remember we did the Lose Crew t-shirts? Mm-hmm. Okay? So we kind of do it. You're not excited about this idea.
No, I am.
No, you're like doing something else.
Your wheels are turning, so I'm just letting you go.
Sam, you see where I'm going with this?
I understand it. I've been all for costumes.
Right.
All the time.
We could do, in other words, you could do a whole thing. Like, it'll have a charity. Like, we could choose a charity mm-hmm. for the year or a couple of them. Mm-hmm. And so, but then every time the Rags of Honor people, like, we're going to sell out. Oh, you want another shirt? Got to come. It's $10. I'm just making up the number. Mm-hmm. Okay? And we bring a bunch of them there, and we'll give a few of them away, mm-hmm. right? And every time we go, and don't forget, we got the Mr. Fix-It shirt, and it's the Lose Crew shirt, and it's for Lurie Children's Hospital mm-hmm. or something like that. Yeah, you're not excited.
I like it.
No, you're not. You're not. Well, come out and see us. It's always a blast. Listeners will enjoy complimentary breakfast from Gravy and LaGrange. Refreshments from the Tiki Bar. The first 300 listeners will attend, receive a stock goodie bag. There will be plenty of chances to win great raffle items, too. We broadcast from Fox Home Center's beautiful 18,000-square-foot kitchen and bath showroom. It's the best place in Chicagoland for designer-grade fixtures, tile, paint, and lighting, all at affordable pricing. Fox, or how about this? This is better. How about this? So you know how, Sam, did you go to the Disney World when you were a kid?
Oh, all the time. My parents brought us multiple times.
Okay, so you're of the age. Do you remember they used to get the little pins?
Yes.
Right? You'd get the Pluto pin. Do you remember this, Lindsay? You with me?
Yeah, and you'd collect them all.
You'd collect them all.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get a Mr. Fix-It hat. Mm-hmm. We go back to the Mr. Fix-It hat. We haven't had it in a long time. So now you get the hat, however we get the hat. And then every time we do a broadcast, we make a new patch for the year. And you can buy the patch, and you can iron it onto your hat. And then at the end, you got all the patches. Mm-hmm. And each time you buy the patch, it goes to...
You're not sold on this, Lindsay.
I know.
I just don't see it. I mean, I like the idea and where it's going, but I think we need to...
Fox Home Center is located at 11150 South Cicero in Alsip with plenty of parking. The Mr. Fix-It Show live broadcast from Fox Home Center is sponsored by Q Premium Quartz from MSI.
Tiki Bar!
Right. The Tiki Bar, Shiloh Cabinetry, and Zoller Pump Company. For more information, go to foxhomecenter.com. The reason you Domiti hasn't said a word yet, he's been emailing Stephanie like, how do I get off this show? That's foxhomecenter.com, and we'll see you on September 30th at Fox Home Center. It's 9:03 in the morning. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, which, by the way, ours went off all by itself this morning at 5:20, not a good thing. Just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Time now for news. Here's Domiti Pongo.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yeah, my wife's driving in, so this is her favorite rejoin. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Little programming note, I'm actually going to be bugging out a little early. Sam, you're going to need to help our Lindsay out a little bit.
Okay.
At 9:30, I'm heading to Cedar Rapids, Iowa for a wedding. Good friends of ours, son is getting married, and initially we were going to go just to the reception. I have a problem of going to a wedding and not going to the church. It's like a thing. So,
that's so nice of you.
Well, I think that's the most important part. It's not about the party. It's about seeing the ceremony and the sacrament of, I mean, I'm Catholic, so that's kind of a thing. So are they. It's the Wisniewskis is the family, and they're dear friends of ours. And they have four fabulous kids, and their oldest, Michael, is getting married to a lovely girl named Ellie. Williams, interesting. No relation, I don't think. In Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So my wife is on the way to pick me up, and at 9:30, when Domiti does his news, I'm going to call in. Like it'll be sort of like the start of a Steve Cochran show, right?
Call in from the road. Just text me from I-55.
I love you, Steve. I love you, Steve. I've known Steve a long time. He loves me, too. So anyway, Lindsay's going to handle the drive the ship for the last half hour. And then Sam's going to jump in at 10 o'clock with the Saturday Wang Dang Doodle sports show.
Yes.
Something like that.
That's
right?
What it's That's called. No, Wang we'll just go with that. Wait, one more time?
The Saturday Wang Dang Doodle sports show.
Okay.
Got it? All right. So 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Judy. Judy's in Naperville. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
How can I help you?
I am on our association board of our condominium.
Okay.
And we are looking to replace our balconies and so forth with permanent decking. And I would like to know a couple of brands to look into and a couple of contractors to get some information on.
Okay. In other words, you have what, wood balconies? Are they supported by columns or do they hang off the side of the building?
No, they're supported by columns.
Okay.
So we have a balcony on the top and then a patio underneath. And it's about 12 years old, and we're thinking that in the long term, permanent decking would be more cost effective.
Okay. So the framing of the decking is going to remain?
No, we're going to replace the whole thing.
The whole thing?
Yes.
All right. Well, you know, the framing of it, you have two choices. You could either do that out of steel or you could do that out of conventional wood. Now,
so then would they clad the wood?
Clad the wood? No. If you wanted to, I guess you could, but that would obviously add to the cost. And if you did something like that, if you're going to take them all down, how many decks are we talking about?
I haven't counted, probably more than 20.
Wow. Okay. It's a big project.
This is a long-term thing. As we see that they need replacing boards, et cetera, we would replace the balcony totally.
Got it. All right, if it were me, if you asked my opinion, and you said that there's a patio and then three going up?
There's a patio. It's a patio slab underneath.
Yep.
And then you have two supports, and it's connected to the siding.
Right.
And then you've got the deck. Above.
And how many balconies above the patio?
Oh, just one.
Oh, just one. Okay, just
yeah.
One. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If it were me and you really want a long-term solution, I would do the framing and the rails of that deck in metal, in steel, and then put a synthetic decking over the top of that.
And what would the synthetic decking be called?
It could be Trex. It could be Azek. It could be TimberTech. Any one of those would be key. The beauty part of the metal decking like that is that you put that up in the right material and, you know, painted black or whatever color to match the building that you want. 25 years from now, it's still going to be there. And if that decking wears out, all you have to do is replace the decking. And what's interesting about this, depending on the size, they could probably build this. How far out do these balconies come out? Like 6 feet?
Oh, they're probably 8 feet.
8 feet? Okay.
Yeah, it's a decent sized deck.
Okay. A fabricator could build these balconies in a shop and put them on a trailer and bring them there and stand them all up. So from a building perspective, once it's all set up, literally in a day, the framing could go up and the decking could go on. Maybe in 2 days it'd be done. If you had to build it inside, it'd probably take, three or four days to do each one.
Well, is a contractor that would install the decking, he's not going to be the one that does the steel.
He's not going to be the one that does the steel, but the steel and the you'd have a steel
contractor
to come put up the steel decking and the rails, and then
and then
they would set it all up, and then a carpentry contractor would come back and do the decking.
Okay, so I need a steel reference and a decking reference.
All right, this is a big job. So, are you driving or someone driving you?
I'm in my car sitting waiting to go in and work out.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Good for you. Okay. The guys I would call for the steel, this would be an interesting project for these guys. I've worked with these guys forever. It's a company called Chicago's Finest Ironworks. Okay? And they're actually in Lansing, Illinois. But for a project like this, they'll come to Naperville.
Okay.
And then one of the guys that, a couple guys that fill in for us that are Nary contractors is Tate Enterprises. And their website is Tate, T-A-T-E, Ent, E-N-T, .com.
Okay.
And then the other guy's company that sits in for us that could do help you out there would be Creative Carpentry. And their website is creativecarpentry.net.
Okay.
And Judy, I want you to do one more thing.
What?
Make sure you stretch before you work out.
Oh, my gosh. I've been sitting here for over an hour.
Okay, well, that's why it's important for you to stretch. Thank you so much for the phone call. We'll be right back. Old doll got it last week, and she was pretty sure that it was Dunzo. But she said she took a leap of faith and soaked the doll and her outfit in a few capfuls of Fresh Wave Laundry Booster in the sink. To her pleasant surprise, it worked, thankfully, because those things are not cheap. You'll find Fresh Wave products at Ace Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, at select Target, Walgreens locations. Head over to FreshWaveWorks.com and use the store locator to find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer.
Coming to WGN-TV, flashback to the 80s and laugh along with The Goldbergs, starring Chicago's very own Jeff Garlin. Weeknights at 10:30 and 11 starting Monday on WGN-TV.
Now, back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There's nothing wrong with a hard head and a hammer.
Kinda no, there's not. 9:24 in the morning. Welcome back.
So, really quick, I don't have, normally we can see, you know, I can see Sam in the studio and Domiti, and whenever
right.
Sam has a hat on, we always joke with them, like, oh, Sam, but I've got Irma up right now, so I haven't seen him all morning, so he just came in here.
Oh, you didn't know he was wearing a hat?
No, and I said, and
he, you know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? I don't get the, what is it, like, oh, I got out of bed and I didn't shower?
He had a long night last night.
Oh,
did that's what the hat means.
Is that what it means?
And so I said, oh, well, what did you do? And he said, oh, I went to this place.
I did not want you to, like, volunteer this.
I went to this place in the South Loop called Kroll's.
Wow.
Okay, but do you know what Kroll's
you know, there,
is?
See,
Sam?
There is. Wait, what is it?
Sam, Kroll's is like my heart in Green Bay. It's originally a Green Bay bar.
Oh.
And it is like the heart and soul right across the street from Lambeau.
Really?
And then there's another one. You and I have been there, Lou. I thought you would know right away.
We've been to Kroll's?
We've been to Kroll's. It's right on Michigan.
That was you?
It's right on Michigan, South Michigan. We were like, must have been coming back from, I want to say, the McCormick Center.
Was that when you told me you were quitting?
No.
Oh.
That's a whole nother story.
I will never tell you anything again, Lindsay.
I know. Where's your code? There's like a code.
I just thought it was so funny because here I'm even wearing my Packers sweatshirt. And
yeah, you are. You have,
and he didn't even know what the Kroll's was, and it's actually Green Bay.
It's like
Bay
he doesn't
bar.
Even know
it's
you.
A Green Bay
Come
Institution.
On. Sam, be more in tune with other people. Come on.
I apologize.
All right. Now, don't let that happen again.
Okay.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Speaking of Wisconsin, here's Luke, who's in Kenosha. Hey, Luke, you're on WGN.
Hey.
How can I help you, sir?
So my wife and I discovered a bat in our basement at 11 o'clock on Sunday. We chased it upstairs, locked it up there, and we couldn't find it until Wednesday night. So I'd like to know if there's any sort of, like, chemicals we need to use to kind of, like, sanitize and disinfect the upstairs, and also how to figure out if there's more bats that are, like, in the attic or somewhere like that.
All right. So you found the bat in the basement.
Yeah.
How's your mood about the bats? Do you have any little kids in the house?
No, it's just me and my wife and then our cat. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that cat's not doing any good.
Hopefully
it's just a fruit bat, but you do have to be careful with the bats. Okay. The thing you need to do is locate the easiest way to find out, not the easiest way, but a way to kind of find out if you found it in the basement. It's odd to me that you'd find it in the basement.
Yeah.
I want you to get a really bright work light And in the evening, okay, I want you to go around the base. Is the basement finished or unfinished?
It's kind of like a little bit of both.
Okay. So in the any place that there's a gap, I want you to take that really bright light in the basement and shine it, try and shine it in the corners where the home meets the foundation. And okay, you or your wife on the outside are trying to see where that light ray comes out.
Okay.
Okay? And and then that may locate a hole that they may be coming in. The same is true with okay, the attic. If you get up in the attic and do that same bright light thing, you could see where some light is. Now, okay, during the day, if you go up there now with that bright light and you shine the light, you may see the bats in there because they don't like the light.
Uh-huh.
So that may be a way to say, ooh, look, they're over there in the corner, and just keep that lit light shining on them. One okay of my tips I always say is you can buy these LED work lights and put it up in the attic and leave it on, especially during okay the day, because it doesn't overheat. It doesn't get hot. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to chase them away.
Okay.
And then once you locate where the holes are, you can patch them up. Okay. Our friends at Bonide, you know, the Bonide company that makes all these great, they make a bat repellent.
Okay.
That you could sprinkle up there as well. It's an odor that they don't like that you can put up in there that hopefully help okay to chase them away as well.
Okay. Is it worth calling like a bat removal company? I mean, we've only seen one,
yeah,
but I know they're expensive too, though, you know?
If you're up for the task, I'd mm-hmm give it a shot on your own first.
Okay.
And I think
okay
you can solve it. And then if your wife is patient enough to let you try it,
uh-huh,
you know, it's really the bat people are going to do exactly what I'm just telling you.
Okay.
It's just going to, it's going to take a little time.
Okay.
But cool, once you locate where they're going, you seal up the holes, you should be able to go.
Okay. And then any chemicals we need to use to like clean up, you know, upstairs in the living room where we found it?
You mean just like a disinfectant, any kind of disinfectant?
Okay.
Yeah,
like
that's
fine.
Like
wipes or something?
Yeah, that's perfect. Fine. Or a spray or something like that. Just something, anything like that will clean it up and disinfect it.
Okay, perfect. Thank
all
you
right
so much,
good
Lou.
Good luck. I appreciate you calling this morning. Good luck with that as well. Hey, the flooding this past summer created conditions for mold to thrive. Now it's more important than ever to check your home for mold. Most of the toxic mold floating around in the air is invisible to the naked eye, but still may be seriously affecting your health. The trick is to find it, but it shouldn't take weeks. Honestly, it shouldn't even take hours. Introducing the 5-Minute Mold Test from Healthful Home. It's the best value in do-it-yourself mold testing. The 5-Minute Mold Test detects the most worrisome molds, the types associated with illness and water damage. Pick up the 5-Minute Mold Test at Chicagoland Ace Hardware stores or myhealthfulhome.com. And if you do find mold, then what? Fogu Mold from Healthful Home is a safe, non-toxic, natural product that attacks mold, bacteria, and mildew odors, penetrating porous surfaces, crevices, and those impossible-to-reach vents where mold can breed, offering months of protection against mold. Fogu Mold is the safer, superior alternative to harsh synthetic chemicals, available at Chicagoland Ace Hardware stores or visit myhealthfulhome.com. Time now for Oh, I'll do that.
Hey, we're off to a great start. Lou? That's okay. So, Lindsay Smithwick in for Lou Manfredini just for the rest of the show. Lou is actually joining us from his car on his way to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Lou, are you there?
I am. What happened?
Well, you know, I just wanted to intro us with our Just Text Me. Play it now. Okay.
Yeah, and
let me try that again. Hey, Domitique, can you sign off one more time?
Yeah, get Chicago News first at the top of every hour. I'm Domitique Pungo, Chicago's very own, 720 WGN. Hey,
I just met you. There we go.
Out of here.
Text me, maybe.
Time for Just Text Me on
the Mr. Fix-It Show.
That's right, 720 WGN.
Text me, maybe.
All right, again, Lindsay Smithwick, Lou's fancy producer in for Lou, kind of. Lou's joining us. He's just on the phone, in the car right now, not driving, right?
No, I'm not driving.
Not texting either, right?
No, I'm not driving. I'm not texting.
Which is ironic because we are about to do our Just Text Me segment. So, I've got some texts for you that have been flooding in, Lou. Are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
All right. 708, is power washing necessary with siding? If so, how often?
Well, I mean, it's the whole issue of how clean you want it to be or how dirty it gets. I mean, there's no real rhyme or reason to how often you want to do it. And depending on the home, you know, if it's a single-story home, a pressure washer under the right conditions, you can quickly wash a house. There are some products that you can buy that have, you can attach to a hose that have a pretty high-powered sprayer on the end of it. That does a pretty nice job if it's not super dirty, where you apply it, let the soap kind of roll, soak in a little bit, and then rinse it. So it really, it all depends on how grimy the house is.
Mmm. All right. Sounds tasty. All right, next text 630. Hi, Lou. We're planning to replace our kitchen countertops and considering marble or granite. What are your recommendations?
Yeah, I would, for a kitchen counter, I highly recommend you do not use marble, because it is such a soft stone that I think that you'll be disappointed in the performance. Now, there are, if you want that marble look, some of the quartz materials that are out there now look exactly like marble, but it's very hard, very durable, non-porous. And you get the benefits of the look without the negative side effects of a soft stone. Now, that being said, granite, in my opinion, is still one of the best-looking products out there, because the natural fissures and the aggregate that's in it, you know, it's not super predictable as some of the quartz can be, although even those have come a long way as well. So you've got some choices, but marble, definitely not for a kitchen.
It looks so pretty, though.
I know.
I do like our quartz. We have our quartz, and it is maintenance-free, that is for sure.
Right, so super low maintenance and durable.
Right. Yeah. Okay, 815, Lou, is polyurethane insulation in a new garage door a good idea for a garage that is not heated, or is polystyrene okay?
If you're not heating the garage, I mean, the added insulation, I mean, it will help temper the space under under non-extreme weather conditions, meaning that, you know, it's super cold outside. If you spend all that money on a spray foam insulation, I don't know that you're going to get a huge benefit out of it. If you're eventually going to heat it, you know, like down the line, then absolutely, it's awesome. A new garage door, an insulated garage door, helps to temper the space a little bit better. And what I like about insulated garage doors is they have much smoother operation. They're a stronger door. They don't sound as kind of tinny and bangy when you go up and down with them at all. So I do like that as an option.
Hmm. All right, let's squeeze one more in. 630, can you ask Lou, what is the best weather stripping for a metal door wood frame?
Probably the name to look for when it comes to weather stripping is a company called Mecklenburg Duncan. You'll see that brand name MD in a lot of different places. They make a myriad of different types of weather stripping. Some that, depending on the frame of the door, you can actually just push into a groove that may exist in the jamb. Others are self-stick. And then some they have that you can apply actually to the jamb with the door closed as an added weather stripping. The trick with that is you want to make sure that when you apply it, if you're going to put one onto the jamb or you close it against the door, you close the door, and if you have a deadbolt, you lock the door, and then press the insulation up against it so that you are ensured that when you go to close the door, it closes and locks. If you don't do that, you could put it in the wrong spot, and then you literally have to lean into the door to get it to close.
Mm-hmm. I do that every day with our front door.
Wait a minute. Right. You have a brand new front door.
I know. I think it's my fault, though. I messed up the weather stripping.
All right. Well, you know someone.
I do. I've got peeps.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So that's this week's Just Text Me. Thanks, Lou. So where are you now? How's traffic out there?
Traffic's not good. There's a lot of closures here because of the you know, there was the miracle of, or what do you call it, the Magnificent Mile 5K that went on. So those closures are still opening up. So,
How long of a drive is it to Cedar Rapids? What's the estimated?
4 hours. 4 hours to Cedar Rapids, right, according to our GPS,
right,
in our 2017 Chevy Silverado.
Tahoe.
What did I say? Tahoe. I want it to be a Silverado. It's a Tahoe. My wife's reminding me. Not a Silverado. Although you should get a Silverado because they have great deals on them. But we have a Tahoe. And according to the GPS, we're going to get there at exactly 1:30, which is when the wedding starts.
Wow.
So thankfully, we're not in the wedding. We're just attending.
Right. Wow.
I don't need all the chit-chat. I just need to see the bride and the groom walking in.
Are you wearing what you had on this morning to the wedding?
But I'm going to tuck my shirt in.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
I got a long drive. I want to be comfortable.
All right, let's take a call. We are going to take, we're going to go to Oak Park and take Dave. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Lou. I need a roof for sure, and I'm thinking that it might be time to get new gutters as well. They're looking pretty shabby. So my first question is it, do you recommend getting them done at the same time by the same company, or is it better to look for a company who specializes in gutters?
Well, Dave, that is a great question. We lost Lou.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. I know he's calling us back. Hold on.
This is where you make the money.
I know. This is one of those questions. I wish that I had taken one that I could just answer. Oh, here he is. Hold on. Good Lord. Lou.
You hung up on me.
I did?
Yeah, you gotta lock the line, remember?
Oh, that was my fault. Well, thanks for ratting me out.
Well, I mean,
sorry, I thought you went through a zone.
You know, when we talked to Todd and Stephanie about this little plan, mm-hmm, and they were like, yeah, that's great, we're going to do it. They're never going to let me do this again.
Hey, I'm learning. Did you hear Dave's question?
No.
Okay, Dave, one more time. Quickly.
Yeah, hey, Lou. Hey, don't blame me. I had nothing to do with it.
Thanks, it's not your fault, guys.
Hey, I definitely need a new roof in the next couple months. I'm going to get one. And I was thinking that it's probably a good time to get new gutters, too. They're looking pretty shabby.
Right.
What do you recommend? Is it okay to go with a company that does both, or is it better to find a company that specializes in gutters?
No, I mean, if you're gonna do a roof and the gutters, you know, most roofing contractors, if they don't have their own guys that do them, they have a relationship with a gutter company, like a Seamless gutter company, that they'll coordinate during the process. And so, really, if you coordinate that at the same time, you're going to get, in my opinion, the best fit and finish, and ultimately the best price too. In particular. When you get into, a couple of our sponsors, Rogers Roofing and Lindholm Roofing, they offer that service as part of their roofing, bids or process that they're going to do. And so you'll get the very best price. And, again, it'll all be integrated into the whole system and be done, look really nice. If you do the new roof and you have the old ratty gutters, you'll be super disappointed.
Yeah, that makes sense. How about, do you have a recommendation for a type of gutter? Because the gutters we have now have the screen over them, and
right,
that whole technology sounds great, but they're old now, and they have vegetation growing through the screen, and they seem harder to clean.
When you go get a bid for your roof and you're talking to them about gutters, they'll offer you some options at that point about different kinds of gutters that they can put on there. Now, there is a with the roofing contractors, typically they'll do something like a product called Gutter Topper, which is sort of this aluminum top that goes over there that creates a gap so that the water comes off, but then the water goes into the gutter ratter, but the debris just comes off. Some will use an aluminum sieve. Alcoa makes this product called Leaf Relief that they'll put on that will go over the top of that as well. So they'll give you a couple of different options that can get installed along with your brand new gutters.
Got it. That sounds good. Thanks for the advice. I know you're Mr. Fix-It. Can you fix my White Sox?
You know, it's the rebuilding. According to Sam, he told me by 2021, you're going to be in really good shape.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call. Lou, we've got to take a quick break. Roger?
Okay, I'll be here.
All right. Bye-bye. Lindsay Smithwick in for Lou Manfredini. Kind of. Lou is on the phone joining us. Hello, Lou.
How are you? Is it time for our last call?
It is time for our last call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Our last call this morning is our friend Bill in Joliet. Bill, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Lou's going to answer your call, so give it a shot.
Well, hey, thanks for being on. Listen, just got off work, work overnight. Boiler issue. It was fine last year. There was some knocking in some of the pipes, trying to drain and balance the system. Wind-up is I try to light the pilot, and it's getting water on it. So I don't know if the thing's cracked or if it's just – I don't know what it is. What could it be? Help me out here.
Well, if you're getting water on the pilot light, I mean, just based on that, it shouldn't be condensation. It could be a cracked heat exchanger. How old is that boiler?
It's probably from the house. You know, we're talking circa early 60s ranch house.
Okay. Something like that, I would probably recommend that you get an HVAC contractor. Where do you live in Joliet?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to get, we got these guys, iwantsmart.com, who are a collection of really good HVAC contractors, and in particular, hydronic experts. So those guys can come out and check it all out. You can get a contractor down in your area, and they can do an inspection of that heat exchanger. Based on what you're saying, if you're getting knocking, that thing's constantly drawing in air along with that water, and if you're getting drips on the pilot light, it's a good chance that the heat exchanger is gone. And
okay.
Something
so
that age.
Just, it's a continental boiler. I don't mean to cut you off. I got to run upstairs and get a pen.
No.
It's a continental boiler, just to let you know. And then I got to write down what you're telling me so that I know what to do.
Oh, no problem. A continental boiler, I mean, that's an old brand. Brands that you could probably think about now for, if you're going to replace it, would be Weil McLean, Burnham, Buderus. These are all really good quality hot water boilers, and
okay.
It's probably going to make more sense for you to replace it, because changing out a heat exchanger in something that old really is not the best use of your money.
Okay, so you said somebody that could look at it in my area might be?
Go to iwantsmart.com.
iwantsmart.com. Okay.
Plug in your zip code, and you'll come up with a couple contractors in the area that can come out and take a look.
All right, Bill, thank you so much for your call. We're just bumping up against time. Lou, we've got one more break. All right, 10 o'clock. That's it for the Mr. Fix-It Show. Lou has hung up. He's on his way to Iowa. He's gone. But
he'll
be back next week.
Did he hang up, or did you do it?
I know. He hung up on us.
Okay.
He closed the line. Hey, guys.
Lindsay, great job.
Hey, you make me look good, Mark.
I make you look good?
Yeah.
I should turn you up, huh?
This was me. This was me at about 9:30.
I didn't have you up on the board.
Thank you very much. Hi.
I'm not alone.
Lindsay, great job.
Hey.
I was inspired by your performance today.
Thank you. I thought so, too. What do you guys got coming up here?
We'll figure it out.
All right.
Sports and stuff. Dave Venn is going to join us. Mr. Cat is live in Durham, North Carolina. Northwestern will take on Duke. Pregame 10:30. We'll do the pregame with Dave. Also, the Cubs lost last night. I don't know if you knew that, Lindsay.
Bears.
And the Bears.
Bears.
That's about it. Are you done? Are we done?
I'm done. Can you throw it to news?
I can. Yes, I can.
Great.
That's Lindsay. Thanks to Lou. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNradio.com. If you are an Amazon Echo user, just say, hey, play WGN Radio on TuneIn.